these brown board arcs and with the bark on them and termites, and we still got a lot of wood arc posts. As a matter of fact, that's beside the creosote post, that's all it's using.
Don't spit these people right out.
Well, if you ever get these people in there, in a boat arc, it'll be there. It holds, you see, it'll go in there probably crooked. But I have most of the work around here with boys, and I send them around, and they can't drive these people in there at all. But if you hit a steeple straight and drive them in, they'll hold a long time. They'll stay in there better than any of the other boats.
That's what I've heard. The boats will just wear and wear and wear.
But these round ones, with that bark, you haven't got much. It's the same way as cedar or anything. All that wood now is the second growth, and it isn't the wood. They had, my dad bought a lot of the white oak books. I don't know where they were chopped, but I think off the camera somewhere around here. But they've all been replaced. They had a short line.
Sturdy about the insect even?
No, they rot off in the ground.
Oh, just rot.
Yeah, they rot off in the ground.
Did they ever use those fences made out of split logs? Like this?
I don't think any of them were ever built in here.
Not the logs.
Well, like I say, this here country was opened after they were used.
Uh-huh. How about those fancy fences around the house where they take boards and put a point on and nail them up and frame?
Well, they've used more of them in the last 20 or 30 years than they did before.
Huh.
As a boy, I remember people having this here picket, we call it a picket fence, that had a woven wire, which like the highway department uses on the, it was a type of corn cribbing is what it was. A lot of the farmers used them for corn cribs. If they didn't have corn cribs, they just tie them together and put their corn in.
Did you have rocks or stones around here?
Other than nigger heads, none.
What's a nigger head?
A nigger head is this little rock that's about this big and hard as flint.
Huh.
Well, the field, with our deep plowing, we still pick them up.
Uh-huh.
And they raise heck with a cutting iron when you come close to the ground. And I chase them. Got the boys here in the wintertime, I'll drive, pick up, make it out and run, we'll do it for an hour or two. Well, it's just great.
They like it,
but they do for that. If they had a steady diet, I mean, they wouldn't. But as a boy, that's the way my dad, he'd have a team, and we'd go out over the fields and we'd pick them up.
Pull a wagon?
With a wagon, yes. And we picked up a lot of them. There's a lot of these farms that they haven't picked many of them up, they're still on, too. Well, they don't hurt too much if you don't, they're not large enough to hurt, unless you pick them up and come by.
Well, that would be it, just one in a compound.
Yeah. Well, that's why I pick them, go out and pick them up. Now, last spring we picked up, fields were clean. And we had we hailed out here and I wanted to do a little barley seed and I went out and we raked the ground. And the combines now, they've got, the one we've got, it's got a, call it a stone crop. And when we got through harvesting, or when we got through with the barley, I told the boys, well, let's just clean that cylinder out here so we'll start on the wheat. It was a nice little